All right, is everybody ready?
We are so excited.
Help! I Suck at Dating with Dean Ungler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. My name is still Dean Unglert, joined in studio by a very lovely guest. The usual suspects, Mark and Easton, are in here as well. But I'd love to hand it over to this lovely human being sitting right next to me, if they wouldn't mind introducing themselves right now.
Hello, hello. I'm back.
My name is
Leslie Murphy.
Yay!
I am Dean Unglert's girlfriend.
Woo!
Back in your ears.
She's not imaginary. She's sitting right next to me.
Yep, I'm back. I feel like the first time I was on here, I didn't do a great job because I felt like I'm bad at keeping secrets and Bachelor Winter Games hadn't all aired yet. And so I kind of kept quiet, but not today. Not today.
Today we are doing a very special episode. This is the first time Leslie and I have been, I guess, on this podcast together post Bachelor Winter Games, of course, which is going to be great because up until now, and I mean, up until I guess the last episode we've had to keep a lot of things secret. And I know Winter Games feels like forever ago. And I understand that Bachelor takes precedent over that and the finale and that all that kind of stuff was crazy. But Bachelor Winter Games was still important to us. And although we do value you as listeners, we don't care that you think that Bachelor Winter Games feels like forever ago, okay? We're here to answer your questions about our relationship. We want to let you in on, I don't know, kind of anything that you might be wondering. I know this is kind of a weird and wacky world sometimes, and you're only allowed to see such a little part of it. So, yeah, we're going to use this time to kind of dive in a little bit deeper. And what else are we going to do this episode, Mark?
Well, we're just going to take calls. It's Ask Dean and Leslie Anything. But I have a few questions just to kind of get the ball rolling, if you don't mind.
Please.
How well did you know each other before Winter Games?
Not at all.
I had never heard of this human being.
Never heard of her.
Never.
Okay, well, I had heard of this human being, but yes. I didn't know a lot about him. I just knew of him. So when I saw him through the peephole of my door in the hotel, I got really excited because I was like, oh, Dean's here on Bachelor Winter Games.
So you didn't even know any of the cast before you got there?
No,
wow.
I did not.
Not a single soul.
What did you know about him before you got there?
I didn't know the Paradise drama. I didn't know of the love triangle.
Let's do our best to stay away from that.
Well, ask us anything. It's free.
I didn't watch Rachel's season. So I went in with a clean. He actually came to me with a clean slate. No preconceived notions, no judgments,
just
nothing.
Easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Easy
those
on the
baby
eyes.
Blues.
And we can share our I guess introduction story later on if we want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I don't like leaving the callers waiting. And
okay,
surprisingly
you're right.
we have a few.
We do have callers.
Which
great.
Is shocking.
It's not that shocking. This is a great show.
Oh, Les, you're the best.
I know.
Yeah, you're so down on yourself
I
and the
know,
show, Dean.
The
come
worst.
On.
It's when you give yourself no expectations, you never let yourself down.
That's my wife's motto, actually. It's funny you should say that.
All right. So to start it off, we're gonna go to Megan in Atlanta. Who is on the phone now? Megan, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, it's Dean. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm joined in studio by my lovely girlfriend, Leslie Murphy. I understand you have a question for us.
I do. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for calling.
Of course. I guess I just wanted to ask you both how this relationship feels different than any relationship you've been in the past.
Ooh, good question. I'll let Leslie start off with that one.
How does it feel different? It feels different because I feel like the past two relationships that I've been in have been long distance. And I'm going to start with, yes, I'm a travel blogger and I don't currently have a home base. But I don't feel like this relationship is long distance at all because I feel like the longest Dean and I have been separated has been like 9 days, I think. And so even though we've been dating for 3 months, we've spent so much time together.
Too much time, some
would okay.
say.
Okay. So I feel like that is a really good first step just because it's been so short term, but I feel like we've grown a lot together. And yeah, I think that says a lot about us too. I think that we've only been together for 3 months, but I feel like I don't know. I feel like I've known you for a lot longer than that.
Oh.
Which is a good thing.
It's a good thing. I like to think it's a good thing.
And now you're going to separate for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Dean's going to India.
That'll be the longest time we've been
Do you think
separated.
That's good for the relationship? Is it a test for the relationship?
Sure. I think I really do believe that absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Distance.
Totally. Yeah.
Both. Does that answer the question, Megan? I think it does. It's definitely different than any relationship I've been in. I know Leslie's been removed from the show a little bit longer than I have before she went on Bachelor Winter Games. So she kind of restored a bit of normality to her life, or normalcy to her life. But for me, it's kind of like the first public relationship I've ever been in my entire life. And that just kind of comes with its differences.
Well, I saw on Twitter that you were having brunch or breakfast in Colorado, and you notice a woman at the table next to you sneaking pictures of you with her turquoise iPhone.
Yeah,
that's the kind of thing you got to get used to, right?
It's yeah, it's
that and airport pictures yesterday.
It's there. It presents its challenges. And at first, when we were like when Leslie and I were out in public before Winter Games had aired, since I was kind of like the fresher face, people would like ask me for pictures, and she was like not necessarily included in those sometimes.
Yeah.
And that was challenging.
Tough.
It put a strain on the relationship.
It definitely did.
But it's just a little bit different. It's just kind of like readjusting a little bit. But it's not bad. I mean, I've enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great answer. First public relationship, I guess, for both of us.
Yes.
That's pressure, though. Like, you're in Us Weekly. Or you were, before you were supposed to be. There you were.
That's right, the Park City thing.
Yeah, and that's got to be pressure on a relationship.
Yeah, I think a lot of pressure comes with it because you'll, you know, I'll read things on social media and that gets under my skin. And you have to have tough skin to be in a public relationship. And while I do, I'm only human and things definitely get to me. I won't say any specifics because it's only going to make me be mad right now.
How's that, Megan? Did that properly
That's
answer the
sweet,
question?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well,
totally.
Thank you for calling in. And if you are a listener to this podcast, which I hope you are, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Megan.
I am. I love it. And I love Mark, too.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Megan.
And Easton and Erica, too.
Of course, everyone.
All right,
okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Megan. Have a good day.
Can you shield yourself from social media? Because I think that would drive me nuts if people were on there saying, you know, talking trash about me or my wife. That would drive me insane. Can you just shield yourself from that?
Yes and no.
I think Dean did a great thing the other day when we were in Honduras. I was having a really rough time because that's when Winter Games was airing. And he took my phone and turned all
notifications off,
which helped immensely.
This beautiful woman got notified every single time someone commented on her Instagram post or Twitter post, like all of this stuff. And you get a lot of comments on some pictures, like whether they're controversial, whatever they are. And her phone was just constantly blowing up. And it, just, like, it was giving me anxiety just like watch it continue to blow
well,
up.
Well, you've had your notifications off for a long time and I haven't. So I saw everything that was coming in. Anything that was good, everything that was bad from, oh, you know, we liked you better with Christina. Like that's going to get to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not good for
there's
me. That's not healthy.
There's a very useful filter on Instagram that you can type certain words into, and anytime a comment with that word is placed on your Instagram post, it's removed, nullified immediately. I introduced Leslie to that feature, and
a certain someone's name was put in that feature,
and so you'll never even see those. Like they don't
even
exist.
God, right. No, that's she's good. Gone forever.
That's good.
Yeah.
And trust me, everyone on this show or everyone uses that feature, regardless of what it is.
Oh yeah,
whoever the person is,
for sure.
Yes,
it's absolutely necessary.
It's necessary sometimes. Yep. Okay, next we're going to go, we're going to stay in Georgia, and we're going to go to Maya, who is in Athens, which is funny enough, actually, because we were just in Athens.
Yay, Athens, Georgia.
Maya,
shout
what's
out.
Up? How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm actually calling to ask you about your visit to Athens.
Well, so you live in Athens.
I do, yeah. I went to school here, and I work for UGA.
Nice.
Amazing. I graduated from UGA. Best and happiest place on earth.
Go Dogs.
Yes.
Go Dogs.
As did Ryan Seacrest, whose studio we were in right now.
That's true.
Interesting. It was my first experience in Athens. Which it was great. It was on the tail end of our, I guess, couple-week-long journey through Honduras and then up into Georgia. It was great. The wedding was beautiful. It was my first time meeting a lot of Leslie's friends, I guess all of Leslie's friends, which is always kind of a daunting experience, especially in a wedding because everyone is so high energy and very like communicative and outwardly, I guess, expressing of feelings and all that kind of stuff. So it was just like it was a great experience to go there and meet a lot of Leslie's friends that she went to college with and kind of see how successful all their relationships are. And I really enjoyed myself. But I don't know. What do you think, Les?
I thought it was a perfect weekend. Dean has, I think Dean's been to 2 weddings in his life. I think that's what you said.
Yes. In my adult life, I've been to 2 weddings.
Which is not a lot. And so to introduce him to a wedding weekend and a rehearsal dinner and kind of everything surrounding it was probably pretty daunting for him. And he did great. I mean, I wasn't really worried about it at all. But he was like, what is this southern food? What am I eating? Like, oh my gosh, all these people are dressed up. We actually went and rented a tux.
Yeah, I brought a dress shirt and a pair of slacks because I was unfamiliar with Southern weddings. So
everyone else was dressed to the nines.
Yeah, so yes. We had to make an emergency pit stop at a tuxedo rental.
Wow.
We sure did.
Dean literally has holes all over his shirt today.
Not in Athens, Georgia. He did not.
LA and Athens are a little bit different in terms of dress code.
But that's a big step, meeting the friends. Have you guys met each other's family members?
Yeah.
At some point?
Yes and no. Some, not all.
Mm-hmm. Some, not all.
But Maya, to your point, back to the Athens speak, I didn't walk under the arch. I understand that's bad luck if you're not a
graduate.
Oh.
Graduate.
Yeah, I did. He did not. But yeah, I thought it was a perfect weekend. It's one of my favorite places in the world. I had such a great 4 years in Athens, so it was a dream to be able to take Dean there and show him around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dean, were you nervous to meet any of her friends?
I'm very admittedly an introvert, so I don't get nervous with those situations. I just don't necessarily get very excited about them. I'm always excited to obviously meet people that are important to Leslie, like her friends and eventually her family and all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't necessarily nerves. It was just when you have to like go into a social setting like that and like meet 100 people, it can be very taxing.
There's a lot of whiskey involved.
Lots of whiskey.
But he did the nicest thing. So it was Saturday. We were just getting ready to walk down the aisle, go into the chapel. Everybody, you know, is if you're in a wedding, you're with the bridesmaids and the groomsmen and everybody's hungry. And I just happened to text Dean that I wanted a pizza. Well, the next 20 minutes came and a Domino's guy walks in with a full pizza to feed the whole wedding party. It was the nicest thing. He's so sweet.
Oh, look at you, Dean. Good one.
I was going for the brownie points with that one.
You got him.
That's amazing. Well, I'm so happy you had such a good time. Leslie, I'm a huge fan of your blog, Dean. Oh. I love the podcast. Everybody in studio, you guys are amazing. Keep up the good job.
Thanks, Maya.
You're the best. We might have you call in every week just to give us a confidence boost.
Please call in every week.
I'll be back. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye, guys.
All right. Who is next? Next up, we got Belle from San Francisco. And Belle's question is directed towards Leslie. But Belle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your question for us?
So my question is if Leslie was kind of like, I guess, turned off by the podcast name, because I know when you were talking about your theoretical relationship before Winter Games aired, that was something you were worried about. So I wanted to know if it was like something that was present.
Belle, how much time do you have? No. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for the question. I'm not a fan of the podcast name. So here is my official petition behind Dean to change it. We can talk about potentials later. But that was something we talked about early on. I think it was during the filming of Winter Games. Ben Higgins came up and he was like, "So, Leslie, you familiar that Dean has a podcast?" And I was like, "No, I had no idea." And he's like, "Well, you want to know what it's called?"
I didn't know that Ben did that.
And I was like, sure. What's the name of it? He's like, "Help, it's I Suck at Dating." And I remember just looking at Dean and I was like, oh, this is going to be an uphill battle. but I do want to say officially that Dean does not suck at dating.
There we go.
I'm just going to put that out there. He does not suck whatsoever. So there are multiple reasons why I think this podcast needs to be changed. And I'm just going to.
So he's progressed past the paradise.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And I think that probably showed up on screen, too.
It definitely did. So good job, Dean.
And I know we've talked about changing the name of this podcast. I was definitely lobbying for it earlier on. I discussed last week on my podcast, and while Leslie and I listened to last week's, a little bit, and I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with the name because of how comfortable and confident I am in our relationship, and it's kind of more of a title that now can be projected onto the listeners and less so the host of the podcast, if that makes sense.
It does. I still am lobbying for Help Dating Sucks.
Okay.
But that's just one opinion.
I'm with you, Belle.
We'll take
with
an official poll at some point, I think.
He's saying, like, help,
process.
I suck at dating. If the listeners suck at dating, they can reach out and get help on this particular podcast.
I get where you're going with that. It's still a personalization when the word I is in the title.
True, but there's an irony to it.
I agree.
It's ironic.
It's an ironic title.
Right. See, to me, the title's always been satire, but now,
right,
to everyone, it can also be satire.
Yes.
But it really, the most important thing is whether or not Leslie is okay and comfortable with it. And if that's not the case, then we can obviously.
Oh, he's sweet. And he just reached over to hold my hand as he said that. It's a nice touch.
Belle, well, thank you for calling in. I love the name, by the way. And we hope that you keep listening to the podcast because we appreciate you listening. I don't know.
We do.
Because it's awesome.
That's it.
Lots to learn from Dean Ungler.
All right.
I'm trying to suck less at dating. So
there,
good.
See, there you go. There you go. That's
perfect.
All we can all hope to.
Yeah.
Did you feel like it lowered the bar for Dean a little bit? Like, oh, he's going to suck at dating. And then it turns out he's not.
That's true. I guess that was in his advantage. I don't know. Or my
See?
Advantage. Yeah.
It's all coming
up. The expectations were low. So he blew those out of the water.
I don't hate that, but I don't like it.
It's just false.
Do you want to know
it's
something?
Just wrong.
Some of my expectations that are low outside of this relationship are usually my workout goals. But I still do my best to try as hard as possible to make sure that I'm reaching those workout goals. And I think one of the issues that I struggle most with is just getting my butt up out the door into the gym. So one way that I've learned to kind of curb that and get away from that whole process and logistical nuisance of even getting there is just using Beachbody On Demand. Have you heard of Beachbody On Demand?
Yeah, I have. I think it would be really good for you because even this morning, it was, 7:30? And I was like, Dean, hi, well, wake up. We're going to the gym.
Right. And then I was like, I don't want to go to the gym. So what we did instead of going to the gym was just turn on Beachbody On Demand on our TV in the living room.
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty great. It's basically an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a variety of highly effective world-class workouts. And they're all personalized to meet your needs. So whether you want to burn some fat, build some muscle, train for endurance, whatever it is, it'll have your back, and it's basically on demand, like I said. So you can do it on your TV, your Xbox, whatever you use, basically your tablet. So some of the programs that Leslie really enjoys, and so as long as she's enjoying it, I'm enjoying it as well, is the yoga section of Beachbody On Demand, because I'm not flexible. I don't necessarily like to do things that I'm bad at, and yoga is one of those things, but Leslie really finds a lot of joy from it. So I try and do as best as I possibly can to make sure that, you know, we're doing it together and we're enjoying that yoga as much as possible. And that's what's great about Beachbody On Demand. You don't have to even go out and, you know, kind of embarrass yourself in front of a class because you're doing everything in your house on your own time, in your own privacy, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have some current health goals that are to lose weight, get more flexible, build muscle, whatever it is, like I'm pretty sure most of us do, especially with the New Year's resolution, if you want to give it a try, just go ahead and text Dean to 303030. That's DEAN to 303030. You'll get a free trial membership. You'll get full access to the entire platform, all the workouts, all of their nutritional information as well. As I'm sure Leslie can attest, I'm maybe not the most nutritionally balanced, don't have the most balanced diet.
Nope.
And so what's great
you
for them.
You got stromboli yesterday at the airport.
And it was delicious and I enjoyed every second of it. So what's great with that is they kind of both sides, you know, both of the workouts and the nutrition side of it. So go ahead and text Dean, DEAN, to 303030, and you can get a free trial membership to Beachbody On Demand.
I like Beachbody On Demand personally because I hate going to the gym because I don't like other people. I always feel like they know how to work everything and I have no idea what I'm doing there. And so I always feel like a fish out of water at the gym. And maybe everyone does, but that's why I hate going to the gym.
You have to wait for the machines.
Wait for the machines. There's sweat. There's wiping stuff off. There's germs. There's odors. Also, when I watch a video, I get bored of the same video over and over and over and over again. So this is great. It's on demand. It's all these different options for me. Every day can be something different. That's why I love it, if I may.
It's kind of like the reverse problem with Netflix. When I get on Netflix, I ever do is watch the same thing over and over again.
You do?
But with Beachbody On Demand, I have like the reverse problem. I like to try new things every single time.
Yes.
So it's great.
And you can go back to it again if you liked it.
If you like it, which you will like it.
Yes.
But you also want to try everything else.
And it's great for travelers out there. You can just do it and get it over with in a hotel room.
Your phone, your
stuff.
Tablet, whatever you got on,
exactly.
Your laptop. It's great.
Exactly. Yep. We all love Beachbody On Demand. It's the best.
We have more calls lined up for you and a lot of questions from Twitter, but I don't want to keep the callers waiting, so let's keep going with those.
We're
going
to jump over to Madison from Alabama. Madison, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. What's up?
Hi, it's Dean and Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Madison.
I'm good. How are you? You're here with me and my friend Ashton.
Oh, wait, Ashton?
Yes,
all
Madison
right.
And Ashton.
Thanks for calling in, guys. What question do you have?
We're so excited. So we both watched Bachelor Winter Games along with the Olympics, and we were just wondering, like, I know y'all had like a one-on-one, but what did y'all do outside of just that one-on-one that was planned? Just special between you two, like not like filmed or whatever.
We made out a lot.
Yeah, we kissed a lot.
What?
Yeah, I would say
Probably in every crevice of that house.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, yeah. Time, I guess.
Yeah.
There was one time, I think, they didn't air the date at all, but our second date that we went on, there was a bowling portion to it. And on that date, we bet the loser had to make the winner breakfast. And I don't think they aired this, but the following morning, I get out of the shower and Leslie is waiting in like the communal bedroom with a ginormous bowl of Lucky Charms. Soggy Lucky Charms, mind you.
He hated it. Well, he was not impressed at all.
I mean,
and I don't cook. I travel for a living, so I don't have a kitchen. And I thought, you know, I like cereal. I thought maybe he'd like cereal. No, not a chance. So I went down. I went back down to the kitchen and made him pancakes. So,
in the shape of
puppies.
Oh.
And then the following morning, I decided to make her a bagel with cottage cheese and peanut butter, which is an Australian, dish.
Yeah, it was really good. We need to bring that back.
Oh, it's good. Bagels with cottage cheese and peanut butter.
It sounds rough, but it's actually not bad.
Well, I like all of those things. I've never had them together.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's really cute because one of like my favorite things to do like with my boyfriend is make breakfast. Like, I feel like it's like a really big bonding thing.
Yeah.
Like, we like to eat, so.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I guess neither of us had really made breakfast for each other in a while, but
check. We did okay.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Other than those two things, I'm trying to think of what else we might have done for each other. We spent a lot of time together just kind of sitting on the couch and
making out. Yeah.
And are there cameras on you that whole time?
Yeah.
Making out, talking, the breakfast stuff.
Yeah. The tricky thing with Winter Games was that.
Like, were there cameras around, or do you just kind of like forget about it?
You really do.
Yeah.
Because they're in front of you, they're on the walls.
Sometimes the dates get a little awkward just because you become the focal point. Like when you're making out in the living room and there's cameras around, it's like you're one of five couples that are making out. But when you're on a date, it's kind of like all eyes are on you.
I can't imagine. That is so cool.
Do you ever feel bad for the camera people? Like, we've just been sitting here talking for an hour and 20 minutes. This poor guy's been kneeling.
Poor guy. And I don't know how they keep a straight face with some stuff.
Especially when there's, like, drama going on. Like, I feel like I would not be able to not say something if I was a cameraman. Like, I would want to be your friend.
You have a good poker face.
Madison, every once in a while, you'll say something funny, and if you make a cameraman laugh, that's when you know what you said was actually funny because they're not supposed to react to you at all. Once in a blue moon, that'll happen. Exactly. All right, Madison, well, thank you so much for calling in. Well, I guess you and Ashton for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Well, good luck for y'all. We love you guys.
Oh, thank
you
so much.
Bye, all.
Bye. Madison from Alabama. All right, we're moving on to Katrina from Miami. We have a friend that's from Miami as well, Bibiana. But Katrina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. You got Leslie, me, Easton, Mark, but I don't think you have questions for Easton and Mark, so what do you got for me and Leslie?
Hey, Katrina.
Hi. I wanted to know, like, how much your guys' relationship changed from when you're on Winter Games and then when you're, like, you know, in real life, like, in the real world.
Yeah. Well, so you're talking about the show airing, I assume, right? So it's kind of a bummer it's not a bummer, but it's difficult to be in a relationship while the show's airing and you, quote-unquote, have to keep it secret. It's kind of like it's debilitating to a relationship at times because you have to be like cognizant of what you're posting on your Instagram story, your Snapchat, your Twitter, whatever it is.
I don't think we were ever very good at keeping it a secret, though.
We were not good at it, but we at least had to consciously put effort into keeping it under wraps as best as possible, even though we were bad at it.
Yeah.
So what's nice about the show being over is that you don't have to do that anymore, and you can kind of just post whatever you want, whether it's cutesy or just, you know, someone sleeping on an airplane while they're pretending to read a book next to you. You don't necessarily have to, like, hide that kind of stuff anymore, which is great. So that's kind of the biggest change about it, in my opinion.
I mean, I guess that's a very service answer. I think it's changed significantly since we were filming in Vermont in December because, you know, everything's curated for you on the show and it's such a romantic winter wonderland that you're surrounded by. So everything's great. And we really didn't have much drama on the show at all. So then cut to the real world and, you know, having to just rely on phones and FaceTime for a while. That was interesting because for 3 weeks in December, we ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner together and saw each other every day. And so we had a ton of time with one another. And then all of a sudden we didn't. And so that was interesting. And also then we had our phones back and the internet. And, you know, I always want to go in things with zero preconceived notions and judgments. But then you know, all of a sudden I had the internet to tell me maybe what to think. And it's, you know, you're only human. So some of that stuff got to me. And it was challenging for a while, I think, in there in December.
I did my best to prepare her for that. While we're in that bubble, you don't necessarily know what Google has to say about someone. And I was telling Leslie constantly, I was like, "I just want you to be prepared for this kind of maelstrom that you're going to get when you leave the show and you're going to see all this stuff." And it's, you can only prepare someone so much until they see it firsthand. So it was definitely challenging. It's funny because, you know, your relationship, say, takes five steps forward during the filming of Bachelor Winter Games. And then you get out and it kind of takes a couple of steps back because you're kind of relearning not only how to interact with that person, but also you're learning a lot more about that person just through third-party media sources, whatever it is.
Yeah, I remember going to visit Dean for the first time in L.A. At the end of December, and it was interesting to see him in his environment in the real world. And I learned a lot more about him in that instance, and we just continue to do that everywhere we go. So it's, yeah, I think we've progressed so far since that time.
Very far.
3 months together. I mean, that's congratulations. Ashley, Ike, and Eddie, we just found out that's over now.
I still haven't talked to Ashley about this, but I got the news.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, it is very sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, good for you. I mean, I think this is great.
3 months going strong.
I know that doesn't sound like much, but I think you should be proud of
yourself. We're stronger today than we were the day we left Winter Games. And I think we've gotten stronger every single day, which is good.
And not as strong as tomorrow.
There you go.
Very nice. Profound. Katrina, well, thank you so much for calling in. It was great to have you, and keep listening to the podcast. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Katrina.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye. I'm so bad at saying goodbye to people.
it's a simple goodbye.
And finally, we have Emma, who is from Massachusetts. Emma, are you there?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Hi.
How the heck are you? It's Dean and Leslie.
Hey, Emma.
How are you? Oh my gosh, hello. This is amazing. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
It's amazing that you called into the podcast. We're so happy to have you on.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
So what's the question you have for us?
So I know you love dogs, I was wondering, I don't know if you have a dog right now. I don't think you did, but if you got a dog, what kind did you get and what would you name it?
Well, I do love dogs, and I don't know if I shared the story on the podcast, but I got a dog in college. I rescued a dog when she was 8 weeks old as a sophomore in college with one of my great friends. And we still have her. The dog lives with the girl that I got her with in college in Pasadena. And I see her every once in a while.
Oh my gosh.
But mostly just like the lifestyle that I have now, I can't keep a dog with good graces knowing that I'm gone half the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She has a big yard in Pasadena and another dog to play with, and I just feel like she's probably happy over there for the time being. But her name is Nala. I'm a big Lion King fan. I've had a stuffed Simba since I was about 4 years old, and so I've always had it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I've always loved that. So that's why we named her Nala. She's like a flat coat retriever, which is like basically like a golden retriever, but she's darker coated and a little bit smaller. But what's funny is, so we just took a trip to Colorado this past weekend, and when I had to get like some itch cream at Walmart because I got some bug bites on me, and we saw the cutest little 8-week-old St. Bernard puppy, and I was like mind blown, and I was like, we need to go back on the way out of here and see if we can offer any amount of money to get that dog from that man that owned it. But the dog was gone when we got back.
Aww. Yeah, it wasn't there. It wasn't meant to be. But I swear, any day now, he could rescue a dog, I feel.
I need to start fostering, because fostering, I think, is the right approach, because if you're only in town for a week or 2 weeks out of the month.
It's a bit selfish.
No, it's not.
Right,
to get a dog when you're not here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to foster.
No.
No, but you have trouble saying goodbye to the listeners. How could you say goodbye to a dog that you've been fostering?
Separation anxiety to the max.
The way that I look at it and the way that's been justified to me is that week spent with you is better than a week spent in the shelter.
Oh, that's for sure.
And it will be difficult to say goodbye. And I know Ashley Iaconetti has fostered two dogs and now owns those two dogs.
From a great place called Bark and Bitches, if you are in the LA area. My sister got her dog from there, and it's a great place. It's in West Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do love Bark and Bitches. Do you have a dog, Emma?
Yeah, I do. I have a black lab. His name's Buddy.
How old is Buddy?
I love Buddy. He's 8.
Oh, he's an old one.
Yeah, I guess he is. I know. I can't believe it.
He's kind of in the prime of his life. So Nala is probably like 6 or 7 now. So right around the same age. I love old fat dogs. I don't know why. I think they match.
They need love too.
They match my personality better because I just want to sit on the couch all day.
Exactly.
Introverts to the max.
He's like an old man and a puppy at the same time.
I love it. I feel like I can kind of empathize with him there. Emma, well, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Tell all your friends to listen.
Thank you.
Tell all your family members to listen.
Thank you for answering my call.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Emma.
We'll do this again sometime soon, and maybe we can have you call back.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Have a great day. I'm so happy you guys are together, too. You're so cute.
Oh, you're the best.
Thanks, Emma.
Have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so next up, we have another caller, Christy from New Jersey. How are you? Hey, this is Dean and Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Dean and Leslie. I love you guys. Oh, my God. I watched the Winter Games. I was obsessed with you guys.
Christy, where in Jersey are you from?
From North Bergen.
Oh, nice. I was born in, where was I born? New Brunswick, I think.
You think?
Oh, cool. Okay.
Jersey.
So, hey.
Jersey bro
yes.
and sis.
Jersey twins.
Yes. Yes.
What question do you have for us?
I have a question for Leslie. Just want to know, Leslie, did you watch Rachel's season and the part where Dean had that confrontation with his dad? I want to know what you thought about that.
You know what? I did not watch Rachel's season. I think I watched the premiere and the finale. Just because I'm all over the place all the time and can't keep up with The Bachelor some seasons. And so hers was not one that I watched. I've heard a lot about it.
Right.
And I don't know if we want to get into this, but I was I don't know anything prior to when I met Dean, really. But I did. I was able to meet a few of his family members this past weekend in Colorado.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I know. It gave me, I think, a deeper perspective of where he came from. And
exactly.
And so I know a lot of people have preconceived notions and judgment calls from his hometowns in from Rachel's season. And I was happy that I could just meet them on my own accord off camera.
Right.
And they're very, very, very nice people. So I was really happy to be able to do that and that Dean allowed me to do that.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, Dean, I congratulate you. I saw a picture of you and your dad on Instagram, which is great. You know, I'm happy to see you guys are together and, you know, family is family, like you said.
Thanks, Christy. Yeah, that was the first time we had, I guess, even had a conversation since we filmed that in April of last year. So.
Wow.
Wow. Congrats. I hope everything works out with you and your family and with Leslie as well, because she's a great, amazing person.
She's such a gem, isn't she?
Thanks, Christy. You're so sweet.
Christy, thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you so much. Have a great time. Bye.
You too. Bye.
We have so many questions on Twitter, so I'm going to kind of just throw them at you and see what you say. There's some really good ones here. So if you could have a joint wedding with anyone from the Bachelor franchise, who would you choose and why?
Go for it, Dean.
A joint wedding with anyone from the Bachelor franchise. Lily.
That's from Ursula, by the way. Courtney and Lily.
Courtney and Lily, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
The two from Bachelor Winter.
That would be one giant party.
Yes. And, I mean, our ceremony or our vow exchange would be second fiddle to theirs, which is kind of a shame.
But I'll give it to them because they got the shoey thing going on and, you know.
Yeah.
They're fun.
I think Courtney and Lily would be both of our choices.
That's a good choice. Leslie, of course, is a travel blogger. Julia wants to know, if you could go anywhere in the world with Leslie, where would you go and what would y'all do?
I would want to go to Antarctica with Leslie because I know she's been dying to get there.
Really?
I have been. Yeah, it's number one on my bucket list. I just think it's so unique and I've been to all other six continents, so this is my last one. And I think it's becoming more popular to go there. So I want to get there, you know, before it becomes like the next, I don't know, Bali of the world.
What is there? Like, are there
penguins?
Penguins, but
that's all you need to know.
Where would you sleep when you're there?
On a boat, usually.
There's no hotels.
I mean, there are scientists there, you know, and they're staying somewhere on the ice. But
they just started instituting commercial flights to and from Antarctica too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I want to say those are like day trips.
What?
Right. They're like day trips. You just fly from maybe Ushuaia, Argentina.
Yeah, but you could fly and probably set up, or I mean, there's probably places you can sleep. You could even bring your own like thermal camping equipment.
I'd be down. Yeah, we could do that. But I think for the most part, they've got ships that go down. And so they're cruises, but I hate the word cruise because I'm not a big fan. That's not how I like to travel. But this is different. I mean, these are like expeditions, if you will.
You've been everywhere. You've been all six continents. What's a place that no one would think would be a great place to go? Because everyone goes to the same places. They go to Cabo. They go to Hawaii. Where's a place that they should go that they would never have thought of?
I just know what you're going to say. You're going to say Patagonia or somewhere in South America.
But, I mean, I don't. Yeah, I think the whole continent of South America has been left undiscovered.
Mm.
And it's a little bit more undeveloped than, I think, like Europe or North America or Southeast Asia even. So, I mean, yeah, my favorite place on the planet is Patagonia. And it's just so vast and so unpopulated that, you know, you're never going to run into, if you want to be alone in the world, like Dean, who's this big introvert over here. I think Patagonia is your place because I never knew I liked the mountains so much. It's the prettiest view I've ever seen. But I also hate that I'm saying this again and again because I don't want the masses to go down there.
Yeah, that's true. The secret's going
to
be out.
And I think if you do talk to people that are in, like, interested in traveling, you hear a lot of Europe, you hear a lot of like Southeast Asia.
Yep.
You don't really hear much of South America.
No, and people need to go there because it's pretty amazing.
I thought Patagonia was a store where you buy coats.
It's that too.
Okay.
It's that too. But yeah, it's also a region of the world and my favorite one at that.
All right, next question. More questions about the podcast name. We covered that. Leslie, how do you feel about Ari after seeing what went down in The Bachelor?
Okay.
That's from Faye.
Hi, Faye. I really like Ari. Let me take you back 5 years to when I was on the show and Sean Lowe was my bachelor, and it was kind of between Sean and Ari to be my bachelor. And I actually wanted Ari over Sean. It ended up working out great. I like Sean a lot. But so it was interesting to see them bring Ari back from 5 years ago. And yeah, he had some questionable actions this time around. But at the end of the day, you have to make yourself happy. And he can't fake being in love with somebody. And that's it's a shame that it ended the way it did with him proposing to Becca. And I think he just realized as time went on that he wasn't in love with her anymore. You know, we just talked a lot about what it's like to film the show and then get off the show. And they're kind of two different things. And so I think, you know, when filming wrapped and he had a month or two to really dig deep in this relationship with Becca, he realized that she wasn't his person. And so he had to backtrack, and that's unfortunate. But you got to do what you got to do to make yourself happy at the end of the day.
All right. Well put. This is a good one. This is from Megan. You're going to have to think about this. And Dean, you're not going to want to answer this, but I think you need to. Both of you need to answer this one because it's a good one.
I'm just going
to
go ahead and say it right now. Next question, please.
What's one thing you do, Dean, that annoys Leslie? And Leslie, what's one thing you do that annoys Dean?
This is actually a very appropriate question.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it really is. You want to do the background or what?
Yeah, so we just spent a weekend in Aspen, and I guess I was overusing the phrase, that's annoying. And apparently a significant other does not appreciate when you call them out for doing things
no,
that annoy you.
It gives you a complex, and it's unnecessary.
Okay, but for the record, I was saying I'm annoyed and not you're annoying. I was saying that I was expressing it as an internal feeling and not an external influence.
Okay,
on
but
me,
the question is,
sense.
What do you do that annoys her?
Right, right. Sorry. So that was
she
just,
can handle the other side.
That's where my mind just went right away.
Okay.
What do I do that annoys Leslie? I mean, I think obviously a smaller list would be, what don't I do that annoys Leslie? What do I do?
To annoy me? You go to bed without alleviating an argument.
Mm. I went to bed once without alleviating an argument. Sure.
You said, I just need to sleep on it. Well, what do you think that does to me? Think about that for a second.
Okay.
You're making me go to bed just with so many questions.
I just think that change starts from within, and I can change over the course of a great nap and wake up refreshed.
This is interesting because I see both sides of this. Because my wife likes to just go to sleep, where I like to talk it out forever and ever and ever. But on the other side, once you sleep, it doesn't seem to matter as much anymore. Like the next day, the sun's out, and it's like, you know what?
Sleep it off.
Who cares? Why was that such a big deal to us?
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so we're basically just like putting a rug over that and not really facing it. And then it's going to snowball into something else and something else and something else.
But
it's all about communication in the end. And that, to me, isn't the best way to communicate.
Okay, but we're obviously not going to get into this right now,
right.
But you've also done this too, where when something is clearly wrong and I ask you what's wrong and you just brush it aside.
That's true. I'm a very positive, happy person. And so when something goes wrong, I really just go to the pits of the earth and don't do a good job of explaining why and explaining my emotions. I just kind of clam up. And yeah, I'll admit that's a big flaw of mine.
Anyways, back to the question. What do I do that annoys Leslie?
But that's one.
Yeah.
Going to bed. Also, him sleeping in this morning, was that a point of contention?
He definitely likes his sleep. And I like my sleep too, but I like to get up. If I'm sleeping past 7:30, I have a lot of anxiety. So
you're a morning person. Dean may not be such a morning
Dean's
person.
Not a morning person at all. So maybe I'm changing that. If I change it 1 minute at a time, that's okay.
Tomorrow? 10:29 a.m. Okay, so that's answered, right?
Dean? I guess. I wanted to have something more more certain, but I guess that's okay.
The I stopped that.
Yeah. What's great about Leslie is it's not that I get annoyed easily, but there are certain things that kind of like irritate me a little bit. And I'm like very vocal about those things.
Mm-hmm.
And for better or for worse, obviously, I like to at least be honest with my opinions.
Yes.
And what's great about Leslie is she takes all of those to heart in the best way possible. And she makes sure that she works on the things that are like small little things, mm-hmm. like, you know, like certain little like mannerisms that are just not super, I don't know, like.
Like, I would never notice, but you notice.
Right, and they're not, like, super pivotal to your character or anything like that. They're just, like, little things, like, reactionary things, like that type of stuff that, mm-hmm. for some weird reason.
Drive you up a wall.
Up a wall.
Yeah.
And again, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I get annoyed at myself for getting annoyed at certain things. Not just with
you. So the change comes from within, I guess.
Not just with Leslie, but with everyone. Like, sometimes I'll, like, see myself getting annoyed at, like, a bird chirping or something. Like, why am I getting annoyed at this? I shouldn't be doing that. So what's great with Leslie is she's very willing to work on those little things because it obviously improves the relationship, I think, greatly.
But so you haven't really answered the question. What about you do you think annoys Dean?
I think I think I just said one, but I changed it. I mean, it was just the little nuances that how I would respond to things, and you didn't like that. I changed that. There's got to be a lot of things. Do you want to answer this question for me?
That's not the question. That's not the exercise. Point of the exercise.
You just don't want to. You just don't want to get in trouble.
All right, let's move on. Tess has a question that I don't think is necessarily. At 3 months into a relationship, you're not ready to talk about marriage and kids. So I'm just going to kind of rephrase it. Like, how many kids would each of you like to have? Is there a compatibility there?
I would like to have 2 kids of my own, and I would like to adopt 2 kids.
Wow.
In an ideal situation, which I understand it's never ideal, but if I had it my way, that's how it would go.
Mm-hmm. Mine's not too different. I think 4 is a lot. I have always wanted 3 because I grew up with 2 sisters. There were 3 of us total. I want to adopt as well. And whether that's 1 of my own and 2 adoptions or 2 of my own and 1 adoption, I would go either way.
Sounds like you're on a very similar page there. Megan would like to know if Chris Harrison is as cool as he seems.
Absolutely.
Do you spend a lot of time with him?
I'm going to say no, because he's cooler than he
But
because especially when you see it on the show, you always see him in work mode where he's, you know, talking to the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, or he's talking about the format of whatever the stupid thing that they have planned is going on. But behind the scenes, behind closed doors, he's like a regular guy that likes to just like hang out with people that he likes. Like, he loves Ben Higgins, and like, they interact like, and I don't know, they just
he's a very normal guy. But also, when he's on, he's on. When you strike up a conversation with him, he is witty as can be, so you gotta be ready for
gotta
that.
Gotta be on your toes.
Yeah. Bring your A game.
He's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I think I can do one more here. Oh, how do you guys make the long distance work? This is from Mish, and will Leslie move to LA?
Do we make long distance work? What's funny is when Leslie and I first started dating each other, she made this comment about something that she looks for in whichever guy wants to be in a relationship with. She says, I want a guy with a stable job, a home, and some roots. And I looked at her and I was like, I quit my job a year ago. I rent a home with 3 of my friends, and I don't have any roots anywhere. So I'm sorry, but that's 3 strikes and 3 swings and a miss.
And he's still not out. 3 strikes and you're not out. So you've got to be doing something right.
And to the question, how we make long distance work is because I don't have a 9-to-5 office job at the moment. I don't have the roots that I need to be attached to at all times, i.e. family. Whatever it is, it allows me the ability to travel on a whim, just like she does, which allows us to spend more time together than apart.
Yeah, and I think you get to know somebody better when you travel with them. And so I'll say, I feel like I've said this already, but we've only been together 3 months, but I feel like I've known him for longer than that because we have done so much together. Whether that be scuba diving or jumping out of planes or having a ton of dinners together where we just talk and talk and talk. I don't know. I feel like we've done a lot.
Lots of stuff. I farted in front of Leslie for the first time.
Oh, that's a big one.
That was a while back, I feel like.
It was actually.
And how was that actually, for you?
I mean, fine. Like, I don't get grossed out easily. I don't get uncomfortable very easily. Now, if it was directed at him, You get uncomfortable pretty easily.
I feel like I don't like farting. Farts. I don't like.
So it was an accident.
But not only that,
no, I'll fart. But my request for Leslie is if she has to fart, I would really.
I feel like that is so sexist, right?
It's not sexist. It's not sexist. If I was dating a guy, I would not want him to fart in front of me either.
I just that is not a fair balance.
But why are you allowed to just let him rip?
You don't do it very often.
I don't.
It doesn't bother me.
Sometimes I need to bring like a comedic light to the situation, so I'll just let a little fart fly, little squeak.
If you're in a serious situation, I don't think that's going to go over very well.
It's only happened once, I think, up till now. But
all right. Well, let me ask you this. In a related question, what's the bathroom door policy?
Closed.
Both closed?
I make her leave. Okay, to that point.
Yes.
If I do have to go number two, I make her leave the room entirely.
He does. He does do that, which I'm totally fine with.
Will you leave the apartment?
Sometimes.
So like if we're in a hotel room, I'll be like, hey, can you please go on the deck for like 5 or 10 minutes?
He's asked that quite a few times. We've been in quite a few hotels together so far. So.
And some of these trips, like Honduras, a lot of those BMs were not solid.
Wow. Oh, I hope
really leaving it all out there.
It really gets the best stuff comes at the end of the show.
But I wouldn't do that in front of you anyway, but I feel like I'm much more like open than you are. I sleep naked. I will just pee in front of you. Yeah. Like it's not a big deal to me.
I'm a very open and person like that as well, but there are just certain things that I don't
know. You number one in front of her is not okay either?
He's done it one time maybe? Yeah. Twice?
I don't like to like be in the same room as her while she's doing that stuff. I'm weird. I don't know. I'm really weird. I know that I'm weird. Let's just put it out there. I'm weird, okay?
No, I don't think so. I think that's different for every person. It has to do with your upbringing or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I respect it.
And that's all I can ask for is for you to respect it, which sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Well, sometimes I have to pee and you're there, so it's going to happen.
All right, well, that'll just about wrap up Ask Dean and Leslie Anything episode.
That wasn't so bad, was it? You were kind of dreading that.
No, I wasn't dreading it by any means.
You were a little worried about what people might ask.
Well, there are certain things that I think are better
left between the two of us?
Between the two of us, exactly.
But that went okay, didn't it?
It was great.
People were respectful.
I thought it was really fun.
It was great. Yeah. I love having Leslie in studio here. She really just exudes an air of confidence. She's got those big, beautiful meatball eyes for me to gaze at whenever I...
I'm not sure that's flattering.
Yeah, right? He said that to me on Winter Games, and I was just like, what?
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Big thank you to Beachbody. Don't forget to text Dean to 303030 for your free trial membership. I promise you won't regret it. Big thank you to Leslie Ann Murphy.
Woo! Thanks for having me.
I'm sure you'll hear her again on this podcast. We'll see... obviously how it's responded to, but I think it's been going incredibly well. So this has been Help, I Suck at Dating. This is Dean Unglert, and maybe next week you'll all suck a little bit less at dating.
Follow Help, nice. I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.